This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Jay-Z's got a lot going on. He was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame last week, the first rapper so honored. We learned over the weekend that his wife, Beyoncé, of course a music industry force in her own right, has given birth to their twins. And he's got a new album dropping next week. You can get it if you subscribe to Tidal, the streaming service that he started with Madonna and Kanye West and a bunch of other artists, or if you have Sprint, which bought a 30% stake in Tidal back in January. That kind of exclusivity, though, has had a mixed run in the streaming world. Marketplace's Rima Kreis looks at the limits of limits.
Here's a taste of Jay-Z's new album called 444.
Letter to my dad that I never wrote.
It's from a 30-second video clip that ends with this message in all caps. Switch to Sprint and get 6 months of Tidal on us.
That seems like an insane value proposition to me.
George Howard teaches music business at Berklee College of Music. He says most people are not going to switch to the country's number four carrier for a Jay-Z album.
You're just going to go find some other way to get the album, through piracy. You're not going to jump through these ridiculous hoops.
That's why Sprint is dangling a six-month free trial. Aram Sinraik is a communications professor at American University. He says the company's betting that when it's time to pay, customers will be hooked on Tidal and Sprint.
How many consumers look at their cable bill and say, oh, what's that $11 charge? What's that $4.93 charge?
And he says for Tidal, which was once on Death Watch, bundling could help. He says streaming is a business
with very, very razor-thin margins. And the only way that that it can really be profitable is if it becomes part of a larger enterprise.
Tidal still only has about 3 million subscribers compared to Spotify's 50 million and Apple's 27. And exclusivity can have its drawbacks over time. Ted Cohen is a managing partner of Tag Strategic, a digital entertainment consulting firm.
I think it's, you know, worked very well for his wife, for Beyoncé. It's a very successful digital stunt.
But even Beyoncé, like lots of artists who start out exclusive, eventually become less exclusive. I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.